I think it should be fairly easy to understand where the system comes from. The first one is easily solved because that's just an exponential decay problem, and you can do that by separation of variables. And when that one is already solved, then we can fill in what our A is. When we can fill in what the A is and move to the right side, K2B, then we wind up with a linear first order, as we solved in unit 1, lesson 7. And then when we solve that one for B, when we fill in the last equation, very likely that'll be separable.